like how this one works and what's the inclusion, right? So give me one set here. All right. There you go.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate it. Hi, Drew. Thank you for holding. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. So I'm the director. Sure. You're in charge of the state of Texas, so it's nice to meet you, partner. I see you speaking with Maria. I know she'll do a good job of outlining the basics of the program, basically what we can do for you guys. Do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing? Sure.
No, not right now.
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll get that listing pulled up for you and see what pricing they have. So the listing I have is out of 79423. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So this listing is going to have up to 50 miles. Okay, 50. Well, we can assure that first page placement on Google,
sure.
Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. Okay. Now, I see your Google business profile here. This is yours, right? 7 reviews?
It's what?
You currently, your Google business profile has 7 reviews right now, all right?
Yes, that's all.
Okay. So, let's see here. Now, with the tree services, are you doing everything from the trimming to removals?
And stump grinding, yes, sir.
And the stump grinding, so you're doing all the services?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how are most of your clients finding you right now?
Like I was telling Maria, I've been hurt. I got hurt 3 years ago, and I've been in physical therapy, and I was told I'd never walk upright again, but I am. And so I'm restarting what I finished 34 years ago, and we've been working for just word of mouth. I started this company when there was no internet. You know, it was just word of mouth, door knocking, that sort of thing. And we've been able to go really well up until a couple of years ago. And at that time, sir, I was just getting involved in the technical aspects of all of the digital marketing and all the stuff that I need that I don't have. And I just hired a company today that will help me get my leads coming in, and I'll get a couple leads a day. And that's I'm starting over. So I'm starting from the ground zero at 63 years old and believing for the best.
No doubt, for sure. So, I mean, when it comes down to, you know, reemerging into, you know, back into the business world with tree services, you're right, right? I mean, when you finished, you were just starting to take off with the internet and, you know, digital marketing, things like that. And that's kind of where everything's moved nowadays, right? So just a little bit about me. I mean, I'm in my late 40s. So I started in this business when we used to do the yellow pages. And I mean the real yellow pages,
right?
The ones in the phone book. It was delivered on the driveway. Mm-hmm. I talked to a lot of business owners and they don't even know what I'm talking about. They just, I mean, I guess too young to remember what a phone book. Well, it is funny.
Yeah.
You know, I used to sit down with a business owner and we'd have a cup of Joe in the morning and we'd have some conversations. And by the end of the day, he'd leave with half a page or whatever. He was set for the year. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to worry about it. And it was good times, you know, and now it's a little bit different, right? I mean, with AI, the emergence, I mean, look, well, I'm old enough to remember.
We either have to learn it. We have to learn it or get left behind.
Yeah, for sure. And so there's two, I mean, the most recent revolution was the Industrial Revolution, right? We saw how all that changed, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s. And now we're going through the AI revolution. It's all changing again. Right? So that's what I can do for you. Okay. Now there's a couple of programs here. Now I'm going to give you hands down the best pricing that I have available. I really want to help out your business. Okay. I sent out our pricing page so you can see our actual.
Okay. Hey, sir. What did you say your name was?
David.
Nick. Hey, Nick, before you get into the pricing, I got to tell you, my bank account got hacked over the weekend. And they, first of all, reimbursed me over the $1,800 that people, whoever got fraudulently got in my account. And they're going to send me another bank card. And right now, I can't do anything until then. But so just knowing that, please know I can't do anything until at least Friday or maybe Monday of next week.
Okay, Jim, because basically you don't even have access to a bank account right now, so you wouldn't even have a way to be able to pay. Okay, I mean, that's, I understand, right? I mean, basically, I'll fill you in with some of the details. The biggest advantage of these listings is, in all honesty, it's just getting them while they're available, right? Because that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You notice it's not going to be price point that's going to be difficult, because I know on the website, if you already looked at it, what I sent out to you, I text you out a short link, right? Takes you right over to our pricing page. You're going to see the platinum package there. To advertise at $599, right? What I did for your business was I applied different discounts that got you down to only $249. That's going to cover you for 50 miles.
Close.
Yeah, so it's going to cover you.
Is that per month?
Yeah, they'd be once a month that it built for, right? Now, the beauty of it is you're not charged per job. You're not charged per call. Anything like that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add some social media marketing in here for you. So that way we can host a Facebook business profile and retarget clients in that meta world as well. Okay. So one thing, a lot of clients are using the marketplace on Facebook right now to find different services.
Yeah.
So if they go in there and type in anything having to do with tree services or stump grinding, as soon as they go back to their regular profile and start scrolling, your flyer is going to show on their timeline. As long as they're inside of your service area, we ensure that this happens for you, right? So it's a few things we can do, and it's just that flat rate, right? It's going to include a website for you. So we'll have the website up in the first 7 to 14 days. The social, the...
The website?
What was that?
You will not use my website?
I don't... Oh, okay, so... So this website, truecaretreecompany.com, that's your website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any reason why you don't have it linked into your Google My Business profile?
Because I don't know how.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that's one thing that we'll do. If you want to use a website that's already up, we can do that. We're going to grab the website and attach it to the business profile, so that way clients know that that's yours, right? They're not separate anymore. Are you paying a monthly subscription for that hosting of the website, or how's that working for you?
I paid a year's subscription.
The year? Okay. And then they put it together for you? You kind of put it together for yourself, and it's now paid off for a year?
No, I put it together myself.
Oh, thanks. Good
job. Every word, every photo. Every word, every photo, all of it. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You did a great job, partner.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all. I'm looking at it right now. And yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm guessing it's the first one you've done, right?
Yes.
For sure. You did a great job. I mean, I've seen guys come in here and I tell them, look, man, we got to take that down ASAP. We don't want people seeing that. They're not going to want to call you. You know what I mean? It'll be like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
No, but this one now.
And,
yeah,
I've got a lot of great pictures of my work over the last several years. But I can't get into my Google account because I have changed phone numbers, and I can't get the old numbers erased without signing in, and I can't sign in with the old numbers. I don't know what to do, Nick.
So the 806-445-1072, that's the number that's currently on the business. Oh, that's the old number. Oh, I see. You changed your phone number. Okay. What we're going to need to do now, do you have access to the email? Because that's what it's going to be linked into, the email versus the phone number.
Well, those, I can't get into the truerosser1@gmail.com because Gmail is part of Google. I can't get into my YouTube or all those that are connected to Google. I can't get into because they're asking for a second verification, and they're asking either my old backup phone number, or I can't get it sent to a direct email, or my backup email. I don't know why. I really don't.
Gotcha. So here's what I would do for you in this case, Drew. It's going to be one of two options. First thing we'll try to do, if you like, we'll fight for this profile. We'll do everything we can to just get access to it, right? If for some reason we can't get access to it, we'll just get you re-verified, right? Once you're re-verified, it'll be a whole new business profile with your phone number. We'll get this one turned off. We can go ahead and try to contact these customers that are already here, see if they're willing to go leave you another review on the new profile. And then the website, we would attach it to the business profile as well and optimize them all together. Now, if you'd like the website to look exactly the way it is, that's fine. We'll leave it just like that and attach it. If you want updates to it, I'll update it and rebuild it. No extra charge, right? If you want galleries and, you know, different landing pages, things like that, I'll get it done. Now,
yeah,
the domain.
Sure. I need stuff like that that I don't even know what, you know, how to get to a landing page or a funnel or any of that stuff. I just don't know. And I'm just an old schooler trying to learn everything and get in this new system.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. And Google's the way to do it. Because, I mean, if you try to go through other, like, websites or directories or, you know, just lead services, they're pawns.
No, I want Google.
Yeah, Google's the whole ocean. It feeds every single website that's out there, right? It's the entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
So,
I believe you. I agree with you. But why I can't get into it or have a phone number to call or somebody to talk to is extremely frustrating.
For sure. And that's the hardest part, again, when it comes down to the Google business profiles for the small and medium-sized businesses. You can send them an email or a question, you'll wait 90 days, and you'll get an automated response. Right? I mean,
yeah,
they just don't have... They just
time.
Don't have the capacity to handle it all. So that's where they hand off these services to the partner programs, right? And us, in the top 3% of partners, we get more businesses verified on Google than anybody else in the country every single day, right? So that's, there's definitely some things we can get done for you. The way it works is I get you in at $249, bills once a month for that amount. Basically, you start building the hours, trim out the service area, make sure we have all that up to date, and then get you onboarded, right? It really is just going to come down to, Drew, I mean, when you're ready to move forward, right?
Okay. As soon as the bank can reimburse me this money, I can do that. I've just been shocked. I've been at the bank all morning getting this sorted out and how they got into my account, and then tried other ways, but there was 9 transactions.
And so, I hear you. I know that can be frustrating because that's actually, it happened to me. And what happened to me was I swiped my card at a gas pump on the outside, and apparently there was some kind of, I don't know, like a device or a skimmer or something that was attached to it. And when I, when I scanned it, it captured my banking information. And I had about 15 transactions through that weekend that I didn't even notice till Monday morning because it was on my credit card.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I was. Same happened to you?
Yeah. They told me, asked me if I was inserting the card on the chip or tapping it. And I said, I'm inserting it. And they said, well, you should just tap it. And, but there's ways they can scam easily your number and your bank information. I didn't know all that stuff at all.
No, me either. So it was pretty bad, right? So check this out. First that happens to me, right? And it's like, okay, y'all just allowed everybody. I understand, whatever. I got scammed, whatever. Okay. Then I'm in Vegas, right, for my best friend. It's his birthday, and he makes me his best man. Yeah, this is about 15 years ago, right? But anyways, I go to pay with my card, and it's getting declined.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Why am I getting declined? So I call them like, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, this is just for your protection, this and this. I'm like, you guys let me get scammed for thousands of dollars, and now that I'm trying to make a purchase, I'm sitting here on the phone for an hour, can't even use my card. So, I know how it is, man. It's super
frustrating.
People
waiting on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, no. That would have been very, not only is it frustrating, it's embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, I'll tell you what.
What you've got is what I need. Your strengths are my weakness. So, if you'll give me time to get all this recouped and get back in order, I'll get with us and we can do some business and get this thing up and running because this is the perfect time of year from March and April on. For my kind of work.
We're approaching that hot season. So I'll tell you what's the best way for me to send you over my contact information? I mean, would you like an email? Do you want me to send it over through text message? Email?
If you will send me an email, that would be great. And okay. I can just
email for you.
It's truecare22@yahoo.com.
TrueCare22@yahoo.com.
Well, let me ask you this. Hey, try this one because this was a new Gmail that I made last week, and I think it's active. But I don't know if I can do it without having to sign in my. I know my password and all that, Nick. When I hit my password and push click, it comes back, gives me several options for a way to verify, authenticate my call or verify that it's me. And I've given them my pass key and everything else. I just don't know how else to show them that it is me. I'm very frustrated.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating.
Same way with my Facebook.
Okay, so when you're putting in the pass key, and this is for your Gmail, you said?
Yes.
And Google. It's telling you that it's the wrong password?
No. The password's right. It's just asking for another verification.
Oh, it wants two-factor authentication.
Yeah. And I've gone through back there in the back pages to get my verification code taken off, so I don't have to have a second verification. Just get it, my password, and go. And I haven't. That was just recently, within the last hour and a half.
Gotcha. What's also going to help? I mean, on the two-factor authentications, you can either use one email to back up the other, or you'd want to use like a phone number. But what also is going to help, I mean, are you normally saving your passwords to your phone, like to the memory of your phone? So that way you don't have to remember?
Yes. Yeah, I've got a password manager. My passwords aren't the problem. It's even given, I've tried to put my new phone number in there and delete my old ones. When I do that, it goes up there to my sign-in page of my Google. And then I'm back to the same freaking circle, give them my password, and that comes up to give me a second verification. And I can't change for some reason. I've gone to where my old numbers are, Nick, and still can't get my old ones off and my new ones on. And I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah, so, and real quick, just so I understand, when you say you get your old numbers off and the new one on, is that your old phone number, like your personal phone number, or are these like contacts, like for...
No, my old, I used to have, like the 445, 1072. I can't get it off and my new one on.
Yeah. Gotcha, from your business profile. I hear you. Yeah, okay, now I understand. Yeah, so you're trying to change out the phone number from one to the other. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not the technical guru right there. That's our Google business profile team. And they're the ones that I kind of pass off the accounts to, right? And what they do is they'll go in and they'll update all the information in there. So updating that phone number, I mean, if you have the login and you can go, you should be able to go into settings and underneath settings, change out the phone number, right? If for some reason it's giving you an...
Yeah, I've gone to that, and I've gone to my numbers. They even show me a little delete bucket, and I hit the delete bucket, and then it goes right back up to the sign-in page on Google. Just the same circle.
The same circle. Yeah, so then...
I can't make anything until I get in the Google account.
I hear you.
I get my new number.
Yeah, and that's going to come down, and that is with the same email address, right? You have your Google account with the... What it sounds like is you may be signed into one email address, but your Google business profile is under a different one. Because when you're trying to change it or update it, it's taking you back for the sign-in login. Like, you got to sign into this profile. Does that make sense?
Maybe so, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But after we hang up, I'm going to get back after it and see what I can. I'll get it eventually, surely, but it's just been so frustrating.
I know it. I know that side of the actual Google can be frustrating. And it comes down to, it's just, there's strict guidelines for businesses, you know, changing out in and out information. They got to make sure you're in the right areas, and especially when they're recommending companies. So it's just, you know, that type of deal, Drew. But I mean, we're more than happy to help you out with it. You know, as soon as you're ready, I send out the email already. So that way you have all my contact information down on bottom from the signature. It also has a full proposal for you. So you already got your numbers online. You know, as soon as you get that restriction lifted off the account and, you know, you have information lined up, give me a call. I'll get you set up so we can take care of all this for you as quickly as possible. We'll take that headache off your plate. You don't have to worry about dealing with it. Just let us know, hey, I need this one verified or I need this taken care of. It. We do it for you with that white glove service.
Okay. Can you send that information to TrueCare22@Yahoo?
Yeah, so that's where I sent it out to you, TrueCare22@Yahoo.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate the time, Drew. If you need anything, you can reply to my email, reply to my text, or just give me a call directly.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely, Drew. We appreciate you, partner. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, Nate. Thank you.
Bye-bye.